From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Now let's join our host, Jim Williams, on ABQ Connect.
1 week from today, Monday, July 11th, is a Wellness in the Word workshop. It's a free opportunity for women to come and be part of that free workshop. It's with Jennifer Bryan and Gina Cordova. They are in studio. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much.
Jim.
Nice to see you. Tell us, what is a Wellness in the Word workshop? Or should I say boot camp?
No, definitely not a boot camp.
Gina, you.
So this is actually our third one this year. It's been a really great opportunity to bring women together. And our focus is really on talking about how we glorify God with our bodies. I think there's a lot of lies and myths out there, and we can struggle as women when it comes to caring for our bodies. So we like to start with scripture and prayer and worship. And we have a teaching from Romans 12 and some movement that's for all fitness levels. And Jennifer walks us through a talk on lies that we believe. And then we get to break into small groups and talk about it, which is really, really helpful. Just knowing you're not alone in the process.
Mm. Yeah.
Workshops for women only.
Mm-hmm.
You've created a safe space.
Yes.
But I want you to speak to the men in those women's lives.
Mm.
They should be encouraging women to go to this.
Right. Yes, I think that's true. And I think too, I love what Gina said just about encouraging women. I think sometimes when women, go to a talk like this, or they meet with a nutritionist or, you know, an exercise instructor, you know, it's kind of scary sometimes, especially if you feel like you haven't been doing the right thing. So Gina and I just want to make sure that we make it a non-judgmental, safe, encouraging environment so that women can come and feel like, oh yeah, I can do this. Empowerment along with concepts from the Bible is what we have found really creates true change.
Amen.
And so that's kind of our goal. So for women feeling discouraged, men, if you're listening and you have a woman in your life that you have seen feel discouraged, this is a really great opportunity where she can come and learn and sit and, you know, leave feeling excited and empowered.
Jennifer, you're talking about biblical principles, and that doesn't have anything to do with a diet fad, right?
Exactly. So this has been the last couple of months especially, but I have been talking about this so much because there are so many misconceptions in our culture about what good nutrition and fitness are and what God would even want us to do with our bodies. You know, I keep hearing over and over and over again. I had a client this morning actually who said, you know, I just really want to lose 5 pounds. And we talked about it and we were like, well, why do you actually want to lose those 5 pounds? And we came to the conclusion that the only reason he thinks he needs to lose 5 pounds is because somebody told him he did.
Mm.
And there's actually no health reason. There's literally no reason. And so he's stressing about this and trying all these things that, by the way, are not even actually scientifically based, right? And he's not finding any progress. And so getting back down to like, well, what do we actually want to do to create health? And a lot of times it's not at all about weight or what somebody has told us or what our culture tells us.
But is there anything wrong with wanting to look better or wanting to be healthy? I mean, I guess what I'm asking is there's motivations. We've talked about this, good and bad motivations. Both of you have at some point on this show talked about eating disorders and things that you've experienced personally. So I want you to really talk to our audience, because I can't help but think, even though we're 2 years out of COVID, if we ever do get out of it, if that's a proper way to describe where we're at, people are still in that. It's almost like a funk where they just can't quite get going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. kind of like the concept of inertia, right? Yeah. An object in motion will stay in motion, but if we are at rest, we'll stay at rest, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We develop habits, and then habits, you do them without thinking. That's what a habit is. And so there's the process of changing our habits, recognizing habits that maybe aren't right, and mm-hmm. then finding good habits, new habits.
So what are some of the what's a good motivation versus a bad motivation?
Yeah. So I want to go back to your question about, is there anything wrong with doing something to look good? I think you have to go even a little deeper than that. Like, why do you want to look good? Are you looking for the praise of man? Are you looking for people to say, oh, wow, you've lost weight?
Jennifer, I just want a date.
You know, and there's something to be said about, you know, physical appearance. I think God wants us to look our best. But I think a lot of times we take that way too far. And so then we get wrapped up in, like I said, wanting approval from other people. We're actually going to talk about this in the workshop on Monday. We're going to talk about idols in our health and in our physical appearance, and what does that look like, and how do we guard our hearts against things like that? Because I don't think that just doing something to look good, I don't think that that is a motivation that's pleasing to God. I think that if your motivation is, no, I'm going to change this habit because I know that it's not the best thing to take care of my body well, so I want to change that habit because of that, and maybe that results in an appearance change, that's a different story. But if the motivation is solely based on appearance, I don't think that God would be pleased with that.
You've both started this, though, by talking about people that are frustrated. Mm-hmm. So they set up, oh, well, I set a goal that I weigh 250, I want to weigh 230. And I'm not achieving that, so I'm very frustrated. Mm-hmm. And that goes to real extremes. I mean, there's people that think they, at 100 pounds, they weigh too much. Mm-hmm. And that is really dangerous. I mean, we've talked about those kind of things in the past. So, these are things that, you're going to change the way we think about our body. And your workshop is about glorifying God in your body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's all encompassing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I just lost my train of thought. Sorry.
I think that, you know, what, if you think about, like, why are we here? Why are we, what is our life all about? Right. Well, as Christians, we believe that God has a purpose for us. Right. Mm-hmm. And can we accomplish that purpose when we feel sick and tired and, you know, don't have the energy to, you know, meet with that friend who really mm-hmm. wanted to talk about a hard situation. So I think, you know, if we look at what is our purpose and can we do that purpose well in the way that we're treating our bodies right now, that's a really good question. And if there are some things that come up in your mind where you feel like, oh, yeah, actually I'm doing this thing where that's probably not good for me, that's the motivation. No, I want to change that because I want to make sure I'm taking care of my body so that I can do all the things that God has called me to do.
Gotcha. A little bit about Jennifer, and then we're going to talk about what Gina does. Jennifer is a registered dietitian nutritionist. She's also a certified diabetes educator, and she owns nourishnutritioncounseling.com. All kinds of free things available to people. Tell us about your website and what you provide to people.
Yeah, my website is sort of my creative outlet. I love writing about topics of things I hear. My latest article was on the healthy at every size movement, and I asked, is it biblical? So that's my latest article. I kind of just write. I like to inform people. Recipes I love to share. People ask me all the time, what do you eat? And so I put all my recipes on my website. And so they're available for anyone. It's a free resource. So
they're free.
Yeah.
Gina is the owner of Rise and Abide Wellness. She does exercise programs online for women.
I do.
Tell us about what you do.
Yeah. I love to help women embrace exercise, as a form of stewardship. So kind of talking about resetting our mind that we're not doing it as a chore or because we're trying to look better or achieve some man-made standard, but to really go back to caring for our bodies so that we can move well and function well. And, one of my faithful clients, I love to hear what, why she keeps coming, and it's because of the strength and stamina. She wants to be able to stay active throughout the rest of her life as she ages. And I'm like, that's a great motivation, right? And so I love being able to provide women with opportunities to exercise at home because, again, we talked about being post-COVID. Some people still don't want to go out, or with changes in pricing and gas costs, maybe they can't go to the gym. And so that doesn't mean that we can't still exercise or take care of our bodies.
What are the different types of exercise that you teach?
Yeah, I teach, I offer strength training circuits, usually cardio. We do bar, which is really good for posture and flexibility and core strength. That's what I hear from women a lot is like, I need a stronger core, and posture is so important as we age because gravity is pulling us down and we want to counteract that. And stretching, I think a lot of programs are lacking in the flexibility side, and that's important for helping us prevent injury and staying mobile.
Yes, absolutely. RiseAndAbideWellness.com. Is the website. A lot of information, and you even offer some free exercise courses.
Yes, I have a free newsletter that I put out once a month with biblical encouragement and free workouts in those as well.
When you say free newsletter, there are websites where you go and then they sell your email address to 8 jillion people.
Right.
That's not going to happen with you.
I don't even know how to do that, Jim.
I don't either. I don't have bandwidth for that. I don't know.
Yeah, so you're really just trying to provide somebody a resource, something that's fun and interesting and spiritually encouraging, physically encouraging.
Right.
I love that. I think that's a lot of fun. What are some of the things that stand in front of women's health when it comes to eating well or exercising? What stands in the way of that?
I think number one thing I see from clients and friends and family, really anyone, is this like all or nothing mentality where they feel like they have to be following something super strict, or, you know, like with the exercise piece of it, like they have to be going to the gym for an hour every single day. You know, there's this whole like, we have to be either 100% doing everything, you know, quote unquote, perfectly, which, I mean, what does that even mean, first of all? Or we're doing nothing, right? And so I don't think that either one of those ways is really, first of all, it doesn't last, right? You can't be in either, either space for forever. But also, I don't think that either space is glorifying to God, right? I think there's balance involved. And I think Gina and I are both passionate about helping women find balance.
So you guys are practicing what you preach. Are you experiencing a high degree of frustration?
With myself?
Yeah. I guess what I see you both as, and I don't know either one of you real well, but I see you about every 4 or 5 weeks on the radio. So to me, I am observing that you've overcome some frustrations and you're feeling whole and you're feeling healthy and you're passing on what you learn to other people. And you don't have to worry about your weight and some of these other things. I mean, is that true? Am I perceiving that correctly?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I spent a majority of my life obsessing over body image and what I was eating or how much I was exercising and battling eating disorders. And it just takes up so much mind space and heart space and really prevents you from being fully engaged in your life. And when we can get to that balanced place where we're not fully obsessing or neglecting absolutely, there's freedom there and we can enjoy the abundant life that Jesus has for us.
I'm going through an 8-week food and faith program right now with a group of people, and I'm doing it myself as well. And right now we're on the week that's entitled Finding Peace. And so I think that's really what we're talking about here. You know, do we have an attitude of peace when it comes to what are we eating? How are we moving our bodies? How are we taking care of our bodies in general? And I think, I mean, if we think about peace, it's a fruit of the Spirit, right? So we know that as Christians, we have these fruits of the Spirit in us. But we're also called to practice cultivating these fruits of the Spirit, right? And so, it's so wonderful to watch somebody go through that process and grow in peace when it comes to food and exercise and even just the thought process that goes behind all of that. The peace grows and then the behaviors follow, you know, and you see the person really starting to take care of their body rather than, you know, either punishing it or indulging it or, you know, whatever. There's that balance and the peace comes with that.
And there's not a lot of peace where you have maybe a motivation that's not attainable.
Mm-hmm.
And what about when you are putting your hopes in something that isn't going to work anyway?
Right.
Some diet, then your frustrations really explode. And then your mental wellness and your emotional mm-hmm. wellness are not together.
Right, right. And going back to, is it biblical, right? We are not called to be striving except to strive to be in rest, right? Which Hebrews talks about. But we're to abide in Christ. And Christ isn't calling us to be obsessed and focused on. He's calling us to take care of our bodies so we can do what he's calling us to do. But to abide, to rest in him.
And you've gone to some lengths to make sure that the Wellness in the Word workshop, it's going to be held at Trinity at the Marketplace Church down by Coronado Center in Albuquerque, 2520 Chama Northeast. And you'll be going from what time to what time?
It starts at 6 p.m. 6. And will end right about 8:30.
Okay.
So the last 30 minutes or so will be the small group time. So yeah, about 2.5 hours. And Gina kind of explained the structure of it, but it moves very quickly. It's so funny. The first one we did, I thought, oh my goodness, we're here for 2.5 hours. That seems like so long, but it just went so fast.
Yes, it does.
And it's enjoyable. We have fun. And it's a nice time of fellowship too, to meet other ladies.
And it is ladies, and you've done that intentionally, create a safe space because there's maybe difficult things to talk about sometimes, uh-huh. or you're going to offer some challenges. And I joked around earlier about boot camp, but it's not boot camp.
No. In fact, let me tell you a story actually of one of our ladies that came to our last one. She has not been exercising regularly. It's something she really wants to do, but she was so nervous about going to a gym or something that she just hasn't done it. And so coming to the workshop, she was super nervous about that as well. And afterwards, she came up to me and she just told me, she said, wow, that was so great. She said, it was a little challenging, but I could do everything. I wasn't embarrassed. Everything was, I actually had fun, you know? And so it was just so great to hear that feedback. Gina does a really good job of giving different levels of, you know, you can do this, or if you want something a little harder, you can do this. And so she gives you a good option, you know, if you don't feel comfortable doing something. So
nice. Jennifer Bryant and Gina Cordova are with us this afternoon. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk to Gina a little bit about her approach to exercise and why she does things the way she does, and a lot more information about the July 11th free Wellness in the Word workshop offered by Jennifer and Gina. It'll be held at Trinity at the Marketplace Church, 2520 Chama Northeast here in Albuquerque, 6 to 8:30, Monday, July 11th, and we'll find out right after the break how you sign up and all that. Again, it's free. We'll be back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hello, I'm Morgan Jackson with Faith Comes by Hearing. We offer personal audio Bibles created especially for our military men and women. Listen to the story one chaplain shared with us about a World War II vet in the last stages of life. The chaplain gave our audio Bible to the vet and came back later to check on him. As he entered the room, the chaplain saw the man's son, a Vietnam vet, sitting beside him with his head bowed. They were both listening to the Bible, sharing one set of earbuds, and both were weeping. Deeply moved and not wanting to disturb them, the chaplain quietly left. We provide God's audible word to our veterans in their hour of need, because faith comes by hearing.
Join the journey at faithcomesbyhearing.com. God's word in audio, in the languages of the world.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. When an Indonesian woman unexpectedly died, her sons consulted a witch doctor who blamed her death on Gabriel and Noni, the only Christians in the village. The witch doctor said the Christians had a magic object that gave them power, so the men broke into Gabriel and Noni's house to search for that object. Their child was struck in the head and began bleeding, so Noni rushed to the hospital, while Gabriel and the other children sought help from the police. but the men torched their home. Pray Gabriel and Noni's family remain strong in their faith as they rebuild their lives in a new village.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
I want to reiterate that Jennifer Bryant and Gina Cordova, I'm sure, would answer any questions if you called us at 505-338-5790. They've put together their free Wellness in the Word workshops. This, I think, is the third one?
Yes.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Gina, tell us what the goal of the workshops are.
Yeah, our goal is really to help women take a different approach to wellness, one that is biblically based. And ultimately, it starts with renewing our mind. Like, you know, Romans 12 talks about transformation that happens through renewing our mind, that we're not to conform to the ways of the world, right? Because we're new creations in Christ. And so our approach to wellness should also be rooted in God's word and not be chasing after what the world offers.
And the world is always asking you to look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But they're asking you to focus on stuff that's not what you should be focusing on.
I think about like growing up and when, you know, I kind of started struggling with some of these thoughts. And it was like all the people around me were always trying the next new diet. They were always trying to lose weight. They were always frustrated with the way they looked. And so I just thought that was normal. I just thought, oh, when you get to a certain age, you should go on a diet and you should try to be losing weight and you should, you know, and it wasn't until later, you know, in my 20s that I realized this is really not a healthy way to be thinking about this. Mm. And that was actually the motivation for starting, you know, my business and doing what I do, because I just kept feeling like there's got to be a better way, you know? And then I started realizing, or I started looking into what the Bible says about all of it. And the Bible doesn't specifically talk about nutrition, right? But the Bible talks a lot about our attitudes and our motivations behind what we do. And so that's really what we dive into in mm-hmm. the workshops.
Well, and I think, you know, we don't want to diminish what happens with eating disorders. We don't want to ever diminish, you know, mental wellness issues. Mm-hmm. And those are real. Those are difficult things. Mm-hmm. And how did the both of you finally come to, yeah, I'm worried about something that I don't need to worry about anymore. Mm-hmm. Did you come to that place?
Yeah, definitely. I think I was just reading a devotion this morning about the gospel, and the gospel really requires us to admit how we can't overcome. And I think for me, there was this constant striving to be a certain thing, look a certain way. But then even afterwards, when I did realize, okay, that's not healthy, like I have to overcome this myself, you know, in order to please God, right? And that's not possible either. And so for me, the shift happened when I was finally willing to just surrender to the Lord. Lord, I can't overcome this on my own. I feel like I'm supposed to, but I just can't. And so that continuously going back to Him and receiving the truth of the gospel and renewing my mind to His truth, over time, it has to be over time. Like nothing happens immediately, just like we don't lose weight immediately or change habits immediately. But this continuous coming back to the Lord, confessing our weakness and our need for Him, and He does that transforming work. And it's really amazing. There's so much freedom in that.
Gina's business is called Rise and Abide Wellness. And Gina, you're doing exercise programs online for women.
I am.
And I guess I wanted to play off something you just said. Even though they're online with you, they're not doing it by themselves.
Right. Yeah. We start every workout with prayer and scripture to first set our minds on Christ. What I like to say is we're going to set our minds on Christ, and then we're going to steward our bodies so that we can serve others and serve him in what he's called us to, whatever that is today. And so they're not alone. Sometimes there has people who join me live, or they can watch a recording and do it on their own. But, you know, I love hearing feedback from women who watch the recordings or work out with me through the recordings, I suppose, not just watching, but how it still encourages them, even if they're not with me live, because it's God's word. God's word never returns void. And then it's reminding us that the Spirit is with us, helping us to do what we need to do to care for ourselves.
And these Wellness and the Word workshops are an opportunity for both of you to really be personally in touch with people.
Yes. Yeah, we love hearing from people. You know, questions are always welcome. We love, of course, hearing, you know, success stories, or, you know, if somebody's sitting and has, like, I call them aha moments, where something that one of us said or some scripture just really spoke to them, and they, you know, I think the Lord speaks to us often in those ways through other people, or, you know, of course, through his word. And so we can take something that we learn, and then we can apply it and do something, right? James tells us we should not only be hearers of the word, but doers also. So we just love hearing those stories. And we also love hearing, you know, if someone's struggling with something, that's always welcome too, you know. So Gina and I don't always have advice for people, but we always pray for them. We can encourage them. You know, most of the time I have something to say about most topics, but not always. So we love to do that. We love to pray for people. We love to encourage people. So
I have a couple different people I know, and I won't mention anybody by name, but they are working at home because of COVID, still haven't gone back to the workplace. They're not walking very much. They're sitting in a chair all day. They maybe get up to prepare some food or do something, but there's no stretching, there's no exercise, and they can't figure out why they're stiff as a board and walking around like they're 95 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's some things going on there.
Yep. Yeah. God designed our bodies to move, and, you know, if we don't move them, then they do stiffen up. And I always liken it to, like, taking care of our home or our car, like, or our church building. Like, if we just leave it be and don't tend to it or provide maintenance, then it's going to crumble, fall apart, not be helpful or useful, right, for service. And so same thing with our body. And we do need to be stretching and
The question moving. Then, the operant question is, can you recover if you have been sitting around not doing very much?
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing, is that our body is so quick to adapt. And so just like it's move it or lose it, right? And so, but the opposite as well. If we start moving and we're consistent with it over time, then yeah, we can definitely improve our health. Like, it's not too late to start now, wherever you are.
I do think there's a sense of hopelessness sometimes that comes in the wellness, area, you know, when we're thinking about it, because maybe, you know, someone has been on a diet and they've lost weight and they've regained it. And that's happened so many times that maybe they feel like, oh, I'm never going to be able to get a handle on this. Right. And so I really do think that that's the power of the Lord. I think that most of the time in those situations, people have never thought about how does my faith connect with how I feed my body or how I move my body. That's the number one thing I hear from people. Oh my goodness, I've never thought about this. I've never thought about the connection between faith and wellness. And so just even having some of that knowledge can really empower people to start making some changes.
I don't know if I can verbalize this the way I want to, but I'm going to attempt. I was raised in a religious tradition where you whispered in church.
Oh.
Don't want to wake God up, right? And then came to Calvary Church, been to a whole bunch of other non-denominational evangelical churches, and they're all kind of like this. Hey, what's going on, Gina? How you doing? Hi, Jim. How are you? You know, and you know, you're just enthusiastic and fired up, and then the music is just amazing. Modern, you know, contemporary Christian worship and everything, I've just been totally blessed by. So the reason I set that background is I want to know if the Wellness in the Word workshops are fun or are they boring lectures?
I love it. Well, we like to think they're fun.
Yeah, I would say that they're fun. There's a lot of smiling and laughing that goes on. Yeah. I love seeing that when I teach the movement section. It's just 30 minutes of movement. And like Jen said, I offer modifications and just I love to remind women, just listen to your body where you are right now. And every day can be different for us. But there's so many smiles because it feels good to move our bodies, right? And then truth brings freedom and joy. And so there can be hard things that we have to face, but there's still joy because we are talking about those hard things and taking it to the Lord.
Nice. Jennifer Bryant and Gina Cordova in studio. We're talking about their Wellness in the Word workshop. It'll be Monday night, 6 to 8:30 at Trinity at the Marketplace Church, 2520 Chama Northeast, down near Louisiana and Manal, across the street from Coronado Center. We'll be back with more from Gina and Jennifer. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous and filling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
If you're ready to study God's Word beyond going to church and personal Bible study, you're ready for Calvary College. Take your learning and your life's purpose to the next level with an education in biblical studies. Registration for the 2022 fall term is open right now. Classes happen on-site at Calvary Church Albuquerque and online. Classes like Old Testament Survey, Worldviews, Apologetics, and Theology. Plus, book-specific courses like Daniel, Romans, and Revelation. Calvary College partners with Veritas International University and Calvary Chapel University so you can earn an accredited undergraduate or graduate degree, or simply increase your knowledge of God and His Word. Your application for the 2022 fall term is available now, and classes start August 15th. Apply today at calvarychurchcollege.com. That's calvarychurchcollege.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Jennifer Bryant is the author of Food and Faith to Fuel Your Health newsletter. It's free. It's available on her website at nourishnutritioncounseling.com. On helpful tools and food and faith to fuel your health. The reason I'm interested in the fuel part is Gina in our last segment was talking about all this exercise and you got to have some fuel, don't you, Jennifer?
Yeah. So, it's funny. I like to kind of look at like biblically, what's the purpose of food, right? And we see two things in the Bible. We see that God created food to nourish our bodies. We need food multiple times a day, right, to actually function well. But he also created food to be good and pleasing, meaning he created food so that we would enjoy it, right? So it's both. It's both for nourishment and for pleasure. And I think both pieces are actually really important. I think your question is getting at the nourishment piece of it, you know, how important is fuel when you're exercising.
But before the break, I ask you both, is this all just boring religious stuff? No, this is fun. This is healthy. This is, well, go have a good time with some other people and do something good for yourself.
And it's super applicable, right? So like you will leave with, you know, a charge to like do something, you know, to do something differently, to make a change. And that can be very, you know, very good for the soul as well. So they all go together, the exercise, the nutrition, the spiritual. I don't know if you remember, Jim, last time or the time before, you asked me what the definition of wellness is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I really had to think about that a lot. Let's see if I could remember it. I said it was the pursuit of taking care of your body that includes physically, spiritually, and emotionally, to the best of your ability, with the understanding that God is sovereign. Mm-hmm. So it's all of those things. And so if we discount the movement piece, or if we discount the spiritual piece, or if we discount the nutrition piece, we're not actually fulfilling that definition of wellness.
Yes. And at the same time, there's some emotional benefit to both, but emotional eating isn't really a good thing.
Yeah, actually, in my newsletter, we just finished an 8-week emotional eating series. And it was so good. I got some really good feedback. But really what we were looking at is, what are some other reasons we eat other than being hungry? And I always joke, because I say I probably wouldn't have a job if people only ate when they were hungry and they stopped when they were full, right? Like, true. I really wouldn't have a job. So, you know, emotional eating is a big thing. And I think that's a really important piece of it. Sometimes we just think, oh, we're just going to have more willpower, or, oh, if I just try harder, I can make this change. But if we're not looking beneath the surface and looking to see why are we doing the things we're doing? What are the emotions that cause me to eat?
Okay, so let's take one. Stress. Uh-huh. People eat because they're stressed?
Yeah. Actually, I don't like to use the word stress. More likely, the feeling is overwhelm. Mm. People feel overwhelmed. And so the natural tendency is to avoid, you know, whatever list you have to do, because it's too overwhelming, right? Mm. And so an easy way to do that is to go eat something instead of dealing with what you have to do.
But right? The reason that there's some synergies between the both of you is a little exercise might help you not feel overwhelmed.
That's so true. Yeah. I mean, exercise is proven to help reduce our stress and anxiety, to help with depression, to improve our mood. Mm-hmm. And I was reading today, too, how it can help us manage our appetite better because of those things, because feel better, because we're not turning to food. A great thing I like to tell my boys, and we talk about, is when we're facing something and it's not good, that we want to change the direction, like repentance, right? And so if you are feeling overwhelmed, right, and you're being tempted to go eat, why not instead go outside, go for a short walk, even if it's just in your own yard? And that helps reset your mind, and then you can deal with whatever it is that's really going on the surface. Like, taking that moment to pause, recognize what's going on, and maybe go a different direction and deal with it in a healthy way.
But so I'll share with you something. I have 5 children, as you know. I have two boys, 3 girls, and they're all grown. So I've been there and done that. I know everything about parenting. No. In fact, that's the funny thing, is as soon as you practice on one, the next one's totally different. Nothing
yes,
you've
so
just done has prepared you for the next one. But that's another subject. What I was going to say is, I have some real concerns. We've been talking about wrong motivations and things. So let's just take a 15-year-old boy that's getting ready to be on the football team at XYZ high school, wants to already be able to bench 250 pounds. They're 15. They weigh 130. They're not going to be benching 250 pounds. But they start consuming so much protein powder and all these other things that just, Jennifer, they cannot be good for you.
Right. Well, that's the flip side of it, right? When we're focused too much on maybe the strength or how we look or even our athletic ability. So in that case, you know, ability to play football, we can actually end up doing more harm to our bodies than good, right?
Right.
And there is definitely a threshold, like when you're talking about protein intake, especially when you're growing, you know, your kidneys aren't 100% developed yet. And so some of the byproducts of that protein digestion can actually build up and be toxic. So, you know, some of these things are things people don't really understand or don't know. And it's like they'll go to all ends to meet this goal, but they're not actually taking care of their bodies. And I think that's true with like weight loss too. I've seen that with clients where, you know, they're so frustrated about losing a certain amount of weight, that they will just starve themselves, or they will do things that are really not good for their bodies. And so we don't want to go to that extreme either, right? We really want to try to be, I think of the word sober-minded when I think about, you know, biblical concepts with this. We want to be self-controlled and disciplined, but in a way where we, you know, this is where science comes in too. We know how to take care of our bodies well, right? Science has taught us so much about exercise and nutrition. And so doing that well requires that discipline, but it also requires that knowledge of how to do that.
Yes. Well, I have a bone to pick with coaches too that are forcing kids, like my daughter Abby, who's engineering the program. I was frustrated with volleyball coaches making her take too many swings. It's very similar to softball and baseball pitchers that are taking too many, throwing too many pitches or whatever. They're wearing out their arms when they're too young. It's interesting. There's been article after article written about boys baseball players in the United States. And there's not that high a percentage of pitchers that are Americans. And I think it's because the coaches wear their arms out. And I'm just saying that just because there's things that you're doing. Right now, Gina's training women, your Wellness in the Word workshop on Monday the 11th, 6 o'clock, is going to be a free opportunity for people to come and do some movements that aren't going to be a risk to their health. But I think you can also take them to another level, if they so choose.
Right. Yeah. That's goes back to like modifications, listening to your body where you are now. And what I was thinking when you were just talking about all this is that we're short-sighted, right? So we're just looking at such like the here and now, and we're not thinking long-term oftentimes, or we think it has to be a quick fix, like transformation in 30 days or 5 days or whatever. But it's really a steadfast journey. It's a long haul process, because really it's about taking care of our bodies for all of life. And that doesn't end in a year or, you know, when you become an adult. It's a lifestyle. And so you want to have movement in your life that you can stick with for the long haul. And I think a lot of programs where we go out and we push so hard, it might feel good for a while. We might experience change, but then we have to back off because our bodies start to hurt because it's too much all at once, or it's just too much for us, and we're trying to keep up with other people who are in different places in their life, and so
we get injured.
Yeah, and yeah. So you have to find a program and a lifestyle approach that you can stick with for the long haul.
This is the last question I'm going to ask you both for this segment, so I got to read it because it's kind of a long question. Is it easier to live life with regular exercise, eating intentionally, and enjoying the process of health? Or is it easier and less expensive just to live without much thought, eat whatever you want, and sit on the couch all day?
Well, I think we kind of all know the answer
to
that.
The same thing. Yeah, I think we know.
But, you know, I think I have people tell me all the time, you know, that, you know, the money I spent working with you was the best money I ever spent. I probably saved, you know, that money in groceries or on prescription drugs or on whatever. There's a point where obviously you don't want to be spending all the money. You know, we've talked about that in the show before too. The diet industry is so deceitful, right? They're constantly trying to sell you the next new thing. You're constantly believing the promises, right, that are not actually true. And so we just keep throwing our money. So we really want to be careful, you know, talking about body stewardship. We want to be good with our finances too, right? There's so many areas where I think the Lord calls us to be steadfast and sober-minded and patient in the process. But, you know, that's not our natural bent. We want something yesterday, right?
Would you agree, though, Jennifer, if you do a little planning and you eat healthy, you'll actually spend less money at the grocery store?
Yeah, I think in general that's true. Yeah. And then there's obviously there's budget tips, you know, here and there that you can follow. But yeah, absolutely. I don't think it has to be expensive. I think that's a common misconception.
And so, Gina, do you have to have, and I guess there's no problem with having a membership at a local gym.
Oh, no.
As long as you have the right motivations and intentions and a biblical worldview like we're talking about today. But there's also a way to exercise that's going to be a lifestyle and isn't going to wear your joints and stuff out. And I will testify, I'm a former basketball player, and all of us, I don't know any exceptions, we all walk like you're too young to remember this character, but his name was Herman Munster on a show called The Munsters back in the old day. You can see it in syndications, but we all walk like Frankenstein because our knees don't work that great. And I think that a lot of improvements have been made. I mean, I started, most of my basketball career was spent running and playing basketball in canvas, high-top, Converse Chuck Taylor shoes. Well, those are dangerous and you should never wear those to play basketball. But again, there's improvements all the time in teaching people about exercise.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's where like the science and the faith piece come together, right? The science tells us like the what to do, right? In both exercise and nutrition. And our faith informs the how and the why we do the things we do, right? So people ask me all the time, how can you put science and faith together with nutrition? Like, that's so weird. And that's how I explain it. I think our faith does a really good job of informing our hearts behind why we're doing what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Yes. And Gina, has that faith changed your perspective too? I mean, I don't know how long you've been a person of faith, but you told us about your synchronized swimming career and, I think I talk to this about this to my daughter Abby all the time. She loves beach volleyball. And I look at what they have these women wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
that just cannot be good for them, for their self-image and everything. It just doesn't seem like that's the ideal thing for them to wear.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of my struggles started. I started synchronized swimming when I was 7. And by the time I was 13, I was convinced I was fat and should not be eating, even though I was sometimes working out twice a day, which is not healthy. Talk about fueling your body. But we were always comparing because we were always in a bathing suit. And then there was just all this striving to be the skinniest. So we were basically idolizing a skinny body that we were being told by the world is the ideal. And then lamenting and being frustrated over any kind of body fat that we had when God created us to have body fat to protect our body and our our systems,
nerves.
Our nerves, our organs. And so, it is definitely hard. And that's one of the things I like to talk about. And one of the reasons I provide exercise just for women is to kind of eliminate the need to feel that pressure, like you're being watched or, I have to look a certain way. Just be who you are and be where you are. But then it is important what we wear because especially as Christians, we have a responsibility as women to love our brothers in Christ by dressing modestly, you know, and it doesn't have to be like Laura Ingalls Wilder, but we have a responsibility to, you know, be mindful about what we're wearing and how we present ourselves so we're not being a stumbling block to others. And so that's one thing I like to offer.
I like it. Jennifer Bryan and Gina Cordova in studio, and we're talking about their Wellness and the Word workshop. It's going to be July 11th at Trinity at the Marketplace Church, 2520 Chama Northeast. It is a free event, and you have to register, and you can go to both of their websites. The first one is riseandabidewellness.com. That's Gina's website. Or nourishnutritioncounseling.com, and you can register. Again, it is free, but you'd like to know that people are coming.
Yeah, we like to be
to
prepared.
Help us prepare.
All right. We'll be back with one more segment. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 and 10, and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
For over 50 years, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has helped hundreds of children move from situations of abuse and neglect to a life full of hope. Sponsors like Altered State, a women's clothing boutique, help to make that possible by featuring ACCH in their Mission Monday campaign this quarter. Each Monday through July 11th, Altered State and ABQ Uptown will donate 10% of their net proceeds to Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
For details, call 505-898-5520.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we are all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Rochelle.
I want to tell you that there's nothing usual about our economy. There's nothing usual about team morale. There's nothing usual about the global mood with all the chaos we have going on around the world. And there's nothing usual about our future. You are leading out of chaos. You're leading out of a time of division. You're leading out of a season where many people are afraid and many people have experienced extreme loss. And you're leading into the most rapid changing, uncertain, and unsettled world that most of us have seen in our lifetime. The world is changing all around us. Therefore, your leadership has to change in how you approach leading in this season. And to the extent that you realize the fact that things are different, that will determine your capacity for effectiveness moving forward.
That was Craig Rochelle with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We're in studio with Jennifer Bryant and Gina Cordova. Jennifer Bryant is the owner of NourishNutritionCounseling.com. She has a lot of free resources available at Helpful Tools, her newsletter, Food and Faith to Fuel Your Health. We're also with Gina Cordova. She's the owner of Rise and Abide Wellness. And her website is riseandabidewellness.com. You can register for their free Wellness in the Word workshop. It's July 11th, Monday. It will be held at Trinity at the Marketplace Church, 2520 Chaman Northeast, 6 o'clock p.m. till 8:30. Come in exercise attire, right, Gina?
Yeah, come in comfortable clothes so you can move. Again, it's not going to be high impact, but... We are going to move, so you want to be comfortable.
Probably no high heels.
Maybe. Yeah. Speaking of avoiding injury, right?
I was watching some of those dancers on one of those dancing shows, and they're wearing high heels. Uh-huh. I don't even know how they stand up on those things.
Yeah,
you got to have some. You got to have some serious calves for that kind of workout. Gina, how concerned are you about women being isolated, even though they're taking care of children, driving to and from school activities, parent meetings, housework? And all the rest of it is part of being a mom. They may not even perceive that they're isolated, but they really are.
Yeah, I think as women especially, we can, you know, we get focused on taking care of the people around us. That's normal, and that's a beautiful thing for us to do. But we still have to make time to take care of ourselves so that we can continue to take care of the people in our lives, right? Again, I love to talk about stewardship. So steward your body so you can go serve your loved ones well. And so we modify according to the season of our life. There's going to be seasons where we have a lot going on, and so maybe our movement time is in short spurts throughout the day. Maybe it's you grab the kids and you have a dance party in your living room, but you're moving, right? Or, okay, kids, we're going to go to the park and walk. And that, like my kids and I, we love to walk laps around the park, and then they play in the playground, and then we walk laps again. And so you modify according to your season. Don't get stuck in it has to look this way or I'm not going to do it, like Jen was talking about before, and recognizing that even small bouts of movement are beneficial, and more so than just not moving at all.
Off the air, we were talking about restarting.
Yeah.
And COVID kind of got people isolated and in their homes and afraid. And I don't think they need to be afraid, but they need to restart for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They don't maybe realize that they should be more afraid of not doing anything than they are of what they've been afraid of.
Right. And so fear is a great opportunity for us to go to the Lord, right? And like Jen's been talking about, getting below the surface, you know, what am I afraid of? And what is the result of that in my life? And how is it affecting me? And then how I serve the people around me?
And I think too, you know, going back to your question about restarting, I think there's always a benefit of restarting a good habit, right? Mm-hmm. So if you've had a good habit in the past in your life, and for some reason, you know, in this example, we're talking about COVID, but it could be any number of things. I often see people who maybe had an injury or something, and they just had a really hard time restarting their movement after their injury. Or, you know, food-wise, maybe they went on vacation and they have a really mm-hmm. hard time kind of getting back into their normal healthy routine when they get back. Whatever it is, I think it's important that we recognize that there's a benefit of restarting a good habit. And also, I think there's a tendency to kind of push it off, like, oh, I'll start that on Monday, mm-hmm. or I'll start that, you know, the first of the month, or, you know, the worst one is I'll start that in January. I don't think that's the right way to think about it. I think we should be asking, you know, okay, well, I know I can't maybe do the whole, you know, hour long workout or whatever, but what could I start with? What can I do now to get myself kind of back on that track? And I think if we can start in small little steps, that really makes it seem so much less overwhelming, and that gives us more opportunity for success.
Yeah, I was thinking that same terminology, small steps. Mm-hmm. I often like to think about if you're on a hiking trail and you get diverted and you're off, I mean, how are you going to get back? It's going to be one step after the other back to the main trail. And so sometimes we do take those side trails for whatever reason, but we just continue to do our best with whatever we have right now.
Gina's never been hiking with me. I have no idea what direction I'm ever going. So got to either be able to see the city. That's why I like to hike on the front of the Sandias, because mm-hmm. you can't really get lost.
That's true.
There's Albuquerque. I can make it. But yeah, I get turned around a lot. I don't know how people do that.
Well, Jim, let me say one more thing about that conversation real quick before we move on. You're talking about moms specifically and being isolated. And I think it's very true that God created us not to be alone, right? And I think that's actually part of the heart behind this workshop. You know, yeah. we toyed with the idea of putting the word fellowship somewhere in the title of it, because we want women to feel like they have community, that they have friends, that they have support around them, so that they're not doing this alone. I think that often the Lord teaches us things and works through other people around us. And so that was one of the hearts of our workshop too, to get women together and to share in some of these struggles, and then to encourage each other too.
I've only given you about 2 minutes to answer this question, but do you both learn something new every day about food and exercise that you share with people that you work with?
I wouldn't say every day, but I'm constantly doing continuing education, and then I'm constantly applying it to, you know, my work that I do with people and even in my own life. I actually just did a seminar last week called Menopause in the Brain. And it was all about, you know, what kinds of foods can help to slow down that brain deterioration as we get older. And so that was really good. So,
you know what's interesting to me? I don't know how many people would go, oh, we can't talk about menopause. That's exactly what we should be talking about.
Yes, it's so true.
Silly.
It's a struggle.
Yeah, well, it's part of that's what our bodies do.
Yep.
So, yeah, why wouldn't we talk
about
it?
Yeah, we should talk about all of that. Gina, what have you learned recently that you share with people when you're teaching exercise classes?
I think the importance of supplementing our cardio, like maybe you do go out and walk, going back to menopause too, this is so important for women as we age. Maybe you do walk or swim, some kind of steady state cardio, but our bodies really need to be doing resistance training too for our muscles. And I think I see that lacking a lot for women in their exercise programs. So maybe it's a little too heavy on the cardio side and forgetting the resistance side, so that we can kind of be combating some of that muscle mass loss and strengthening the core to help our posture and just strength for everyday activities, right? Like that we need to be able to do to take care of ourselves and others.
You know, I think there's been some discussion, I don't know the science behind this, but about your bones too.
Yes.
Weight bearing exercise helps your bones.
Exactly. I have a client who's been training with me for quite a while now. And that was one thing that some feedback that she gave is her bone density improved dramatically after, you know, spending a year with me, working out with me. And she was active before that, but active in hiking and walking and stuff. But then adding in that other piece of like bar and strength training really made a difference.
I love it. But while Gina's doing that weight-bearing exercise, you got to be having some calcium and the right nutrients,
right?
They go together. Fuel our bodies well.
Yeah. I love it. Jennifer Bryan and Gina Cordova, their Wellness in the Word workshop. Go to their websites, risedividewellness.com or nourishnutritioncounseling.com. Sign up for the free for their newsletters and for the Wellness in the Word workshop. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.